That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharpton. Want to make a hit with your family? Well, just put steaming bowls of Campbell's vegetable soup in front of them tomorrow night at supper. Let them dip their spoons into that homey beef stock and enjoy the taste-tempting goodness of luscious garden vegetables. 15 different kinds. Mmm, good. How they'll go for this satisfying soup. And they'll be praised for mother, too, because Campbell's vegetable soup tastes every bit as good as the finest homemade kind. Well, why not stock up at your grocer's tomorrow so you can serve Campbell's vegetable soup for supper often? Jack Carson gets deeper and deeper. Someone called the Mad One keeps sending him threatening telegrams. And in addition, a dark, exotic girl named Tanya has come into his life. Will it be safe for Jack to fall in love with her? What is going to happen next to Jack Carson?
Laura, la da dee 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 dee. Laura.
You know, Treacher, somebody ought to write a song called Tanya.
Oh, dear, sir, since you've met that Viennese girl, you haven't been your old self. Are you in love with this Tanya?
In love?
Yes. Lately, you've been going around in a dream, sir. Like this morning when you were dressing. You put your foot in the wastebasket and thought it was your shoe.
Preacher, anybody could accidentally put his foot in the wastebasket.
I know, sir, but you spent 5 minutes trying to lace it up.
Well, I wasn't quite awake yet. Anyway, when you meet Tanya, you'll see why I'm so excited. Just think, she's coming over to see me in a little while.
I know, sir. You've been primping for 2 hours. Now, really, sir, don't you think you put a bit too much of that cologne on?
Too much cologne? Why?
Well, sir, when you walk, you squish.
Well, I like this particular aroma. It says right in the bottle, 2 drops behind the ear give you the delicate fragrance of a summer breeze.
Yes, sir. Yes. You've got enough on to wither the orange crop. Perhaps I'd better open the windows.
Richard, you're a very good valet, but there are times when you exceed the limits of a valet. Hello, Tugwell.
Hello. Wow, you going out on another date, Uncle Jack?
Yeah, we've covered that subject already, Tugwell. This is not just a date. This is a date with Tanya. She's coming over here soon. Now, let's see. I wonder what suit Tanya would like me best in. I think maybe the brown herringbone would do it.
The brown herringbone?
Yes, why?
Well, you said you were outgrowing that suit and that you'd give it to me. Well,
that's right, and you'll get it when I get around to giving it to you.
Yeah, but I want to get it in good condition.
What do you mean?
He means without cologne on it, sir.
No, I don't mind the cologne so much. You see, my girl uses Lucky Tiger hair tonic, and we could sort of neutralize each other. No, I was more worried about getting Uncle Jack's suit before it gets some bullet holes in it.
Bullet holes? What are you talking about?
Well, I was thinking. You've been getting those mysterious telegrams from that guy who calls himself the Mad One.
Tugwell, I told you we were ignoring those.
Yeah, but the first one said you had 42 days left, and every day you get another one, and the last one said you had 21 days left.
Yes, well, I don't understand it either, but whoever the Mad One is, I'm not concerned.
Well, I am. Supposing you're wearing the brown herringbone and this killer shoots you right through that nice coat.
Tugwell, Have you considered the possibility that this killer might shoot me someplace else beside the coat?
Oh, I'm not worried about that. It's got 2 pair of pants.
Yeah, Tugwell. Will you please just stop worrying about the suit?
Yes, come along, Master Tugwell. That cologne is beginning to fog up my eyeglasses anyway.
Now, let's see.
Tanya. La da dee 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 dee. Tanya.
Yeah, this tie goes swell with my shirt. Let me look at myself in the mirror. Oh, there you are, you handsome rascal. Gosh, I hope that's not Tanya already. I haven't had time to fluff up my eyebrows yet. Oh, no, I can see through the window. It's little Norma Jean from next door. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello, honey.
What's that funny smell? Are you burning incense again?
Again? What do you mean again? When did I ever burn any incense before?
Don't you remember when you had that picture of Lana Turner every day in front of it?
Yes. Well, that was a long time ago.
Mr. Treacher told me you were in love with this new girl named Tanya.
Oh, honey, don't believe everything he tells you.
Well, if you are, I don't see why you didn't tell me. Haven't I always helped you when you were in love? When you were crazy about Lauren Bacall, I helped you.
Well, yes, but...
Didn't I take those rocks you gave me and throw them at Humphrey Bogart's window?
But, honey, this is entirely different, so I...
And then there was that other time when you were going with Ginger.
Yeah, who?
You remember. Ginger Hockenschmidt. She was backstop for the girls' softball team.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I didn't care much for Ginger. I could never get any place with her. It was so hard to kiss her through that catcher's mask. I don't know why she didn't trust me. But none of them can compare with Tanya. Now, she is a really beautiful girl. That might be Tanya. Now, honey, why don't you run upstairs in Tugwell's room and play?
Well, I don't see why I should go. After all, I've known you longer than she has.
Yes, yes, you have, but...
Besides, you told me once that I was your sweetheart, didn't you?
Yes, yes, that's true, but...
And I'll just stick around and look over my competition.
Well, all right, honey, as long as you're quiet and you don't get in the way.
Hello there, Jack.
Oh, hello, Tanya. Gee, I thought you'd never get back in town. I missed you.
You did? I'm glad you missed me, Jack.
Gee. Well, I'm glad that you're glad. Yeah, what I mean is that I'm glad that you're glad that I'm glad.
Well, looks like everybody's glad.
Oh, I didn't notice you had company. Who is this?
Oh, this is little Norma Jean from next door.
Well, well, what a nice little girl.
Hello.
Yes. Well, it's good to see you again, Tanya. You look absolutely ravishing, and that's the most stunning dress I've ever seen.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I brought it over with me from Paris.
Paris? Really?
My mother got the same thing in the May Company basement.
Now, Norma Jean, remember, I told you. She's a little bit J-E-L-O-U-S.
She is?
Yes. And besides, the correct spelling is J-E-A-L-O-U-S.
Well, I was in a hurry. Honey, you've met Tanya, so why don't you go up to Tugwell's room and play, huh? By the way, Tanya, you haven't told me where you went when you left town last week.
Oh, I just took a trip down to Palm Springs. Have you been there?
Palm Springs? Oh, yes, yes. Oodles of times.
Oh, doesn't it remind you of the south of France?
South of France? Yes, yes, it does.
And the atmosphere, it is très charmant. Et les femmes, elles sont très chic. Et le train à perte de vue, c'est si joli. Et tout le monde, si rouge, si bleu, si vert, est très magnifique.
Oh, oui. I've always noticed down there that the Magna is very fique.
No, Jack, I really went away so I could be alone.
But why should you want to be alone?
Well, perhaps I should not tell you this, but I wanted to get you out of my mind.
Really?
Yes, Jack. But after I got there, I began to wish you were with me. Jack, have you ever gone walking under the stars at night on the desert?
No, but what are you doing tonight?
Oh, Jack, there is no desert around here.
No, but they got quite a large sand pile in Griffith Park.
I'm very sorry, but I'm really busy tonight.
Gee, Tanya, I've seen you a few times, but I still don't know you very well. I wish we could be alone and talk because, well, who knows? We might discover we mean something to each other.
You know, it is strange you should say that because I went to an astrologer to see if he could forecast anything for you and me. He is Viennese like I am, and he knows all about the meaning of the stars.
Gee, Tanya, you don't have to consult a stargazer for that. I can tell I like you by the feeling I get when you're near me.
What sort of feeling, Jack?
Well, it's kind of hard to put into words, but... Well, did you ever swallow an Alka-Seltzer whole?
Jack, I would like to believe all these things you tell me, but a man like you must have known many beautiful girls.
Well, no, not so many. In fact, there was only one other girl who ever meant anything to me at all. And strange as it may seem, I never even kissed her.
He couldn't. She wore a catcher's mask.
Mama Jean, I thought you went upstairs.
Oh, my goodness, it is getting late. I must go immediately.
But, Tanya...
I will call you tomorrow.
Yeah, Tanya, wait a minute.
I'll call you tomorrow. Till then, trust me.
Yeah, Tanya,
and
come
goodbye.
Back. Tanya,
don't follow her, sir.
Preacher, what are you doing behind that screen?
I was listening to every word that was said. I suspect that woman of being implicated in those mysterious telegrams you received.
Oh, stop. Stop being a Sherlock Holmes.
You may be glad that I am, sir. Look at this clue I found. It's a card she dropped from her purse.
Let me see that. Professor Rumbosky, astrological scientist. Oh, well, this must be the Venus fortune teller she was talking about.
Precisely. Here's your chance to find out about her. This professor may be able to give you a clue to her identity.
You're right, preacher. Now maybe at last I'll be able to solve the mystery of who she is. The professor's address is on this card. I could go over there. Come in.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Dell. You'll have to excuse me. I'm in a terrible hurry.
Oh, that's too bad. I brought over that record you and I made on my home recording machine. I wanted to play it for you.
Well, I'm sorry, Dell. Some other time.
Well, I wish you had time to listen because your voice came out beautifully.
Well, I can't stop. Oh, it did, huh?
Yes. Why don't you let me put it on the phonograph here and play it for you? Just take a second.
Well, I guess I have got time to hear it once through. Go ahead.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open the door?
Maybe we better try once more.
What's that, boy?
Try once more.
Yeah, well, I'll knock again.
Well, all right.
What's the matter with you in there, Richard? Why don't you come on and open this door? It's cold out here, man. I say it's cold. This is California. I ain't got nothing on but a pair of sunglasses and a midriff.
I don't think he heard you.
Huh?
I don't think he heard you.
We make much more racket. The police is liable to come.
Well, appeal to him. Appeal to him.
Well, how do we do that?
Well, tell him we got some Campbell's vegetable soup.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Richard, you hear me? Open that door, Richard. All we want to do is heat up a bowl of Campbell's vegetable soup.
Yeah. If real homemade vegetable soup is one of the things he goes for, then Campbell's vegetable soup is sure to suit him just right. Tell him about it, Jack.
Yeah, well, I was just fixing to do that here.
Yeah. Well, tell him that Campbell's vegetable soup is made with real home kitchen care.
Eh? Oh, yeah, yeah. Campbell's vegetable soup is made with real home kitchen care, Richard.
With 15 different kinds of tender garden vegetables.
With 15 different kinds of tender garden vegetables, Richard.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Celery, green peas, sweet golden corn.
Celery, green peas, sweet golden corn. Open that door, Richard. I'm going to run out of breath before this man runs out of vegetables. I know Richard is in there, and he's got the can opener, too.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard, and we'll give you some Campbell's vegetable soup.
How do you like that? Richard grabbed the soup and shut the door again.
And now the magic music of Freddie Martin. In answer to many requests, Freddie plays his famed arrangement of Bumble Boogie. Thank you.
Jack, if you're not afraid of that guy who keeps sending you those telegrams, then why is it you won't go anyplace alone anymore?
Well, Tugwell, I'm not taking you with me because I'm afraid to be alone. Oh. You see, this Viennese Professor Rombosky might know who Tanya is, and when I questioned him, I was thinking that you could put down some notes.
Oh, are you going to let the professor read your horoscope?
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you.
But why not? I'm not worried about my future.
Yeah, but he might find out something about your past.
Just what is there about my past that I should be ashamed of?
Well, gee, suppose Warner Brothers found out that in Milwaukee you used to count pickles in a pickle factory.
I did not count pickles. I had a much more important job than that. I was a wart feeler. I had to give it up. It was turning my middle finger green. We'll catch the bus down here in the corner. Oh, gosh, there's Miss Ryan standing in front of her store. If she starts telling us about her aches and pains, we'll be here all afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, look, of course we'll have to say hello, Tugwell, but whatever you do, don't ask her how she feels. Well, hello, Miss Ryan.
Oh, hello, Tugwell. Hello, Mr. Carson.
We're on our way down to the bus, Miss Ryan.
How are you feeling, Mr. Carson?
I'm fine, fine.
How are you feeling, Tugwell?
I'm fine, too.
yes, indeed.
Doesn't anybody want to know how I feel? I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Yes, well, we were on our way to the bus.
I've still got all the old pains I used to have, but lately it seems like they've been organized. They're all together in one big lump in the middle of my back.
I thought that lump was your heating pad.
No, that's me. But with my figure, one lump thrown around here or there doesn't make much difference.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Miss Ryan. I think you have a very nice figure.
Oh, no. It goes in where it should come out, and it goes out where it should come in. And where it does come in, it should have stayed where it was in the first place.
Yes, well, we were on our way to the bus.
Well, anyway, there was that congestion in the middle of my back. And finally, I went to an osteopath.
If we stand here much longer, I'm going to need an osteopath myself.
Oh, they're wonderful doctors. Why, this one just massaged that lump in my back, and it did wonders.
Did he cure it?
No, but he worked on it until it became a sort of flexible pain.
Flexible pain?
Yes. Now it squats down and lets all the other pains go by.
Yes. Well, I was on my way to the bus.
And this morning I noticed something else.
Well, I was just on my way to the bus.
It's a brand new ache.
If I could only get to that bus, I'd be all right.
This new ache I've got seems to be in my liver.
Yes, well, we have to go now, Miss Ryan, but I'll stop in on my way home for your liver. Oh, no. I mean, goodbye, Miss Ryan.
Goodbye, Mr. Carson. Goodbye, Tugwell.
Well, the professor's office is on this street somewhere.
Uncle Jack, I wish you hadn't sat down all the way on that bus ride.
Why, what's wrong with sitting down?
Well, you're wearing that brown herringbone suit that you're going to give me, and it's getting too tight for you.
Look, quit worrying about this brown herringbone suit, will you?
Yeah, but if you keep sitting down all the time, the seat of the pants will wear out. Gee, it's getting thin already.
Tugwell, the seat of the pants are not thin.
Not much. I tried them on the other day, and I could feel a distinct breeze from Catalina.
Stop exaggerating. Hey, here's the place we're looking for. Professor Rombosky, astrological scientist.
Oh, Uncle Jack, all these guys are fakers.
Well, I only hope he can give me a clue as to whom Tanya really is. Come on, let's go in.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you Professor Rombosky?
Ich bin. You were desiring, perhaps, the stars to consult?
Well, I...
Sit down, please. Two, Professor Rombosky is revealing the horoscope, everything. I can see at once you have a very intelligent face.
You see, Uncle Jack, another faker.
Just don't try to be funny, Tugwell. Professor, I really came here to see if you might know something about a beautiful girl I just met.
Oh, yes, so it is love you wish to ask me about. Well, first you must tell me what it is the day you were born. You will pardon me, please, the way I speak. I am not very long in this country.
Oh, well, that's perfectly all right. I was born on October 27th in a town called Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yes, yes.
You are not very long in this country also.
You see, Milwaukee is in the state of Wisconsin,
never
the dairy
mind,
place.
The main thing is October 27th.
Uh-huh.
That tells me the whole story. Mm. Now, let me see. The stars tell me you are having three sisters?
No, I haven't any sisters at all.
Uh-huh. Well, I try again. Now, your mother, I can see that her maiden name was Hazel.
No, her name was Elsa.
Uh-huh. Well, I try again.
Professor, incidentally, how much is this going to cost me?
$10.
$10?
What is $10 to you? I can see that you are the kind of man who takes $10, tears it up, and throws it away.
Try again.
Never mind, Tugwell. Look, Professor, I just met a young lady named Tanya, and she comes to you herself.
Oh, yes, Tanya. She's from Vienna.
That's right, that's right. Who is she? Where does she live? Do you know anything at all about her?
My friend, of Tanya, I know nothing. She comes in, $10 she gives me, I read the fortune, and that is all.
Oh.
Tell me, are you interested in her romantically?
Well, yes, ich bin. I mean, I am, yes.
Well, this I can tell you. Please, let me look at your palm, and I can see if she returns the affection.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. This bump here is the Mount of Venus. Now, the Mount of Venus denotes how attractive you are to women.
It does, huh? Well, how's mine?
Very good, very good.
Naturally, yes.
But, please, I do not understand. Never before have I seen on a hand so big a bump. Could it be that you are the world's greatest lover?
Well, I...
No, it got that way from feeling pickles in Milwaukee.
Tugwell, nobody asked you. But, Professor, about my future, what do you see in my palm? I mean, tell me, how long do you think I'll live?
Aha. Now, let me look again. Now, here is your lifeline.
Yes.
Oh, no. No.
What's the matter?
No, it cannot be. And you are so young, too.
What? What do you see?
All I can tell you, my friend, is that in your palm I can see...
Yeah?
And that's what he told you, sir?
Yes, Trish, and he was so frightened about it, too. He looked at my hand and he told me he could see the figure 21.
Oh, dear, and just a while ago another telegram came repeating that you've only 21 days left and was signed the Mad One.
Well, maybe it's true. Maybe my days are numbered. I haven't been scared up till now, but I guess I'm up against sinister criminals who are after my life.
Oh, gee, Uncle Jack, don't say that. Hey, what if they should bump you off? No, I can't bear to think of it.
Well, I'll have to face it with a clear head and cool courage.
Yeah, but think how serious it is, Uncle Jack. Gee, in 21 days, I might not even have a dear sweet uncle anymore. Oh, no.
Tugwell, at times like this, we must be brave. But I must say that it warms my heart to know that you feel so deeply about your... well, about your loving uncle. But then let's be optimistic. Maybe nothing will happen after all.
Yeah, but supposing it does, Uncle Jack. Supposing it does. Gee, supposing they kill you. I won't have anyone to turn to in time of trouble.
Yes, that's true, Tugwell. But you'll still have the memory of me and the wonderful times we've had together. And somewhere in the great beyond, I'll be thinking of you. Just as you are now.
Oh, I won't be like I am now. I'll be wearing your brown herringbone suit.
That does it.
What do good home cooks say about Campbell's vegetable soup?
I say serving Campbell's vegetable soup is the easiest way to enjoy home-style vegetable soup. It's certainly every bit as delicious as any I could make.
Well, that's really high praise.
And you know, I'd never dream of putting 15 different vegetables all in one soup.
But Campbell's do. Lima beans, peas, corn, tomatoes, celery, and lots more. All contributing to the flavor and nourishment of this hearty soup.
Mmm, good. No wonder it's almost a meal in itself.
Makes meal getting lots easier, too, doesn't it? So, for some lunch soon, serve Campbell's vegetable soup and a simple casserole dish. Now, there's a meal that will satisfy even the heartiest appetite. Why not serve it at your house tomorrow? Just put it on your market list. Campbell's vegetable soup.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Folks, this is American Brotherhood Week. Let's remember what that word, brotherhood, means. Be nice to the guy next door, the guy in the next church, and the guy across the border, and tolerance and understanding will follow naturally. Good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, ready cooked to give grand good eating, but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen next Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show and stay tuned to Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.